I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And I hope this season exceeds your wildest expectations, because I think it would be great for the NFL to have not just fresh blood, but a franchise that has a storied tradition, but that has been through the ringer because of really poor decisions going back to even 1999. Think about the number of quarterbacks that have started games and the number of coaches they've had going back to the reestablishment of the franchise in 99. All right, so we're talking about two decades now. It's been brutal. But we need to tap the brakes a little bit on putting them in the same category as the Patriots. I've heard this multiple times over the last couple days, and I finally had to laugh out loud. Now, if our caller hadn't brought up the Pats, like let's say he just talked about the AFC North, bring it, man. Let's bring it. I believe you. I believe that the Browns very well could be the best team on paper in the AFC North and that they should be considered a contender for a division title and hosting a playoff spot and blah, 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 blah. But the Patriots have won 10 consecutive division titles. 10. That's 10 in a row, not 10 in their entire history, 10 in a row. They've won multiple Super Bowls in the last decade. So you're just going to have to tap the brakes a tad on Browns and Patriots in the same category. That's inaccurate. It's wishful thinking. Every team in the NFL wants to be in the same category as the Patriots. It's just not that easy to make a couple of free agent moves when there are no games being played, and think it, boom, that's when the magic happens. Nah, the magic happens in the fall with the coaching and the leadership and everybody on the same page. It happens with adjustments when your team starts out playing poorly in September and you keep grinding in October and you fight through injuries in November and you win the clutch games in the pressure-packed moments in December. And then you earn your spot in the playoffs. It's not as easy as signing a few guys, making this blockbuster trade, looking at that offense on paper and going, that's it. That makes us the Patriots.
Or no days off!
Pretty darn near close. Again, I hope that this season exceeds your wildest expectations, and I know that you can imagine a lot. But come on, man. And woman. Not that easy. And I feel like you should have to work for it a little bit too. Come on. It's okay. Roll up your sleeves. Let's get to work. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I do know, though, that the Browns deserve a nice big A for what they've done in free agency so far. I'm here for that. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We've got a couple of things going on. First of all, the Antonio Brown press conference in which he has decided he's going to be more professional and accountable and happy. And he said all the right things. Are you buying it? And then you're sending me your grades for your team's moves in free agency so far. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have our Sad Sap of the Week coming up in 15 minutes, so that'll be fun. For the life of me, I just don't understand it. But you know what? I'm old, and maybe I don't understand the younger generation as well as I think that I do. I do know if either one of my nieces pulled off, well, what our Sad Sap pulled off, we would have a very stern talking to. So we'll do that coming up in 15 minutes. Kyler Murray, with his pro day on Wednesday, was broadcast live on two networks. He got rave reviews, mostly accurate, really accurate from inside of 10 yards. So the quick passes, the moving laterally, it was a show for all 32 teams who had people in attendance. That includes two head coaches. The biggest name maybe the one that should flag for you, not Cliff Kingsbury and not John Gruden, who was otherwise engaged, but Pat Shurmur. So the New York Giants draft number 6, at least right now, but they do have a pair of first round draft picks. And if this is the actual rebuild for the New York Giants, if this is the actual plan now, this would be the time for them to potentially package those picks and move up if they feel like they can't get their quarterback of choice, whether it's Dwayne Haskins, whether it's someone else. If they feel like they can't get their quarterback of choice at number 6, could they potentially swap with the Jets? Kind of interesting, right? The Jets are number 3? Yes, number 3. And so that's something that we might see happen. Pat Shurmur being at Kyler Murray's pro day. Okay. They got to do their due diligence on quarterbacks, though Murray may not be available there. Not sure if you know this. I find this fascinating. The team who has the overall number 1 draft pick can actually be negotiating with that guy now. He could be signed long before the draft ever happens and take all of the excitement out of it, right? So last year, remember, it was, is it going to be Baker Mayfield? Reports here, reports there. Is it going to be Sam Darnold for the Cleveland Browns? And if it turns out to be Kyler Murray, though I suspect that the Cardinals want to keep that information close to the vest because they're still trying to find a trade partner, maybe for Josh Rosen. We'll see. We'll see what lets the cat out of the bag. But they could actually sign him now if he agreed to it. They could make him the overall number 1 draft pick and sign him long before the draft ever happened because they're already on the clock, essentially. And so for Kyler, he did not run the 40. He did not get measured again. But that was no different than most of the guys who were there at the OU Pro Day. It wasn't just about Kyler. It was also about the other products from Oklahoma. So Lincoln Riley, the head coach there, and you know a lot of different prospects that were working out on the field. But he was the one that caused the live broadcast on 2 separate networks. And I feel like all the attention, now he's already a Heisman Trophy winner. He's played in some massive games in college football. But all the attention seems to roll right off him.
I'm a laid back guy. I try not to, let the pressures of big games or anything like that get to me. So for me, it was kind of just relax, be with the guys. I got to go to practice, stuff like that. But just be myself. That's all I can be. So come out here, do what we do every day, and throw routes on air. And it was fun.
Routes on air, my favorite kind. And like I said, there were a lot of positive reviews coming out of the pro day. Didn't really hurt himself by not running. Again, most of the guys didn't get measured again, so whatever. We know he's 5'10". He got measured plenty at the combine, but that's behind him. He will have private workouts with both the Cardinals and the Raiders. The Raiders probably had scouts in attendance yesterday, but John Gruden not there. Mike Mayock not there. Why? Well, because they were oh so busy with the Antonio Brown introductory press conference. Now, I don't know how late he was. I just kept seeing on social media that he was late to the press conference, but they had him doing a special video with Derek Carr for Raiders.com. He was throwing with Derek Carr as well. So certainly there were other responsibilities and obligations, probably pictures and shaking hands. Sometimes these things get pushed back, but a lot of you are making note of the fact that he was late. So that must mean that he has not turned a corner in any way, shape, or form. But he did say all of the right things.
I'm extremely grateful to be here. It's what a great opportunity for me and my family. I know I'm excited just how I got here, and I'm looking forward to making these guys proud. I'm just here as a sponge.
A sponge.
I'm just here as a sponge to soak up every information Coach got, to be as successful I can be and to help the team take it to a new level. So I'm just excited to be in the same buildings with guys who've been great from the past and help things go to another level as far as the winning environment.
He's electrifying after the catch. He's a great competitor. He wins the 50-50 ball. He's outstanding in short areas. You have a great imagination as a football coach when you coach a man like this. He can play split end. He can play flanker. He can play in the slot. He can return punts and sell popcorn at halftime. We're excited about this guy.
Something tells me Antonio Brown's not going to be down with that. Selling the popcorn at the halftime. However, he did like the joke. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So Brown says, I'm going to be more professional. You'll hear the word accountable in a second. He doesn't have the gold mustache anymore. I don't know if that was a move because he wants to be more professional. Maybe he just decided it wasn't his look. Maybe he decided it was too distracting with all the reaction he's gotten on social media about the gold mustache. Either way, mustache was back to its normal color. He talked about no more of these crazy Facebook Live videos and using social media as his platform, that he's going to be focused. He's going to be all about the football. However, before he became more professional and all focused on the football, he did have a parting shot to offer to Steelers fans.
I know Steelers Nation is having a bad day today, but, you know, but it's always love. I encourage every kid who watched me work and were inspired by everything I've done. And I hope I continue to be a good example, continue to be a good role model.
I know it's a really bad day for Steelers Nation. How does he know? He's assuming, right? I'm not there anymore, so it's a really bad day for Steelers Nation. I don't know, but judging by the members of Steelers Nation who've contacted me and our show, while they're sad to see his talent go, and that there's certainly a concern there, most of the reaction has been, hey, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. I mean, let's be honest. That's what I've heard mostly from Steelers fans, maybe because they don't have a choice. They knew this was coming, so they prepared for it. But sometimes enough is enough. And there is certainly the possibility that Antonio Brown turns this whole thing around and that he and Derek Carr are really committed to working together. Obviously, Brown is excited about Carr, does have an arm, can deliver the football, was an MVP candidate not that long ago. So maybe it won't be a step down like many have talked about, leaving the Ben Roethlisberger offense. I need to see it. I need to see the actions that speak louder than words. Didn't he say that in one of his crazy videos? My actions speak louder than words? Because I'm pretty sure I responded with, his actions better be pretty damn loud because all I can hear right now is Mr. Big Chest. I mean, maybe that's the case. Maybe this will be the exact fresh start and those $30 million in guaranteed funds will be exactly what he's using to stay locked in. I feel like it's right now it's too much talk and not enough action.
I bring accountability. You know, I bring actions. You know, not what I say, what I do. You know, how I approach things, you know, holding guys accountable in the receiver room, you know, challenging guys if we drop a ball, you know, we're going to have a pot. Just super accountability.
All right, so you said it. Now I'd like to see it. And I will applaud you when I see it. Absolutely.
Just super accountability.
Super accountability. But he also mentions his actions. It's not about his words, it's about his actions. But he's left us with an impression that's based on his words. Oh, and his videos too. So let's see when the actions catch up with the words. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. What grade do you give the Raiders if you're a Raiders fan? And how would you grade your favorite team? 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. And then Twitter, Facebook. If you want to join the After Hours Bracket Challenge, it's not too early. You can go ahead and you can get in line. The brackets will be revealed on Sunday, which is awesome. We're coming up on Selection Sunday and one of the greatest 3 weeks on the entire sports calendar. Straight ahead, Sad Sap of the Week. Whatever bad decision you made on Wednesday, I kind of feel like it will pale in comparison to one NFL quarterback. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Having a bad week? Bad decisions?
I immediately regret this decision.
Bad calls?
You called me, I was illusional.
Bad bounces?
Oh no!
Bad luck? It definitely could be worse. Laugh it off with us and the After Hours Sad Sap of the Week.
I'm not sure what kind of a week you're having. I hope it's a good one. Clearly, if you are a Cleveland Browns fan, it's a great week. Be happy, Cleveland. But for the life of me, I cannot understand why Lamar Jackson wanted to ruin his week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be the first to tell you, I drive it like I stole it. There are times when I feel the need for speed. Now, 105 miles per hour in the middle of the day with other cars on the road, maybe that's a bit excessive. Seems excessive. But my issue is not so much with the speed. Again, that's a lot. I don't even know if my car drives that. So that's fast. But my problem is taking a cell phone video and posting it on Instagram for all of the world to see. Lamar, how did you think this was going to go? Nobody would notice? Only a few of your buddies would realize that that was you? Or maybe you thought, nobody will check the speedometer. Except that's obviously not what happened. The video went viral. TMZ got a hold of it, which means it's still on the internet even after you delete your Instagram post. And so then, of course, Lamar has to apologize, as he called it, for his bad decision. Which part? The driving 105 miles per hour or the posting it on social media? Again, I'm not saying 105 miles per hour is smart, don't get me wrong, but I understand how sometimes we can get carried away on an open road. Maybe you don't even realize you're driving 105. There have been times when I've hit 90, not often, but you know, you're not paying attention. You got a heavy lead foot and you hit 90 and you think, whoa, okay. So I'm willing to understand how 105 can happen. But the posting it on Instagram doesn't just happen. The taking a cell phone video while you're driving 105 does not just happen. And how is it that Lamar did not learn from every other athlete and public figure who's used social media in the same way and gotten burned? Why is it that all of these public figures have to try it out themselves to see if it actually does blow up in their face before they will understand that the internet is eternal? What you post on the web never goes away. Oh, and people see it. They see what you post on the web. You can't control it once it's out there. Yet people keep using it for all the wrong reasons. So for that, Lamar Jackson, I don't care how awesome you are. I don't care how fast you are going. I don't care that you are the youngest quarterback ever to start an NFL playoff game. You know what you were on Wednesday? A dope. You acted like a dope. So for that, you are the sad sap of the week.
Sad sap of the week.
Boom! Courtesy of After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm still waiting for someone to tell me why that was a productive move. Because there's someone out there, Chris, I asked Chris earlier because he's in his 20s, so not that different an age than Lamar Jackson. I asked him, is it possible that you think he's cooler because he posted a video of himself going 105 miles per hour? Chris,
no.
With the crickets. Just
the term, though, is he was flexing on the gram. That's what he was doing.
I'm sorry, what? He was doing what?
He was flexing on the gram.
Like on his steering wheel, he was flexing?
No, that's what the term is called when somebody does something boisterous like that on their Instagram page.
What is it called when someone does something stupid on their Instagram page? Is that also flexing on the gram?
They're pretty interchangeable.
Okay, nice. Thank you, Lamar Jackson, for teaching the next guy the lesson that he won't pay any attention to, of course. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up in studio, I'm going to be intimidated, I'll just tell you right now, before she's here, 100 marathons in 100 days. To me, that's impossible. I think to the majority of the human race, that is impossible. And yet we are going to have a woman sitting here in studio who's got an amazing passion that drives her. And she just wrapped up 100 marathons in 100 days, and we'll hear her story. Let's work in a call here. Mike is listening in California. Mike, welcome to After Hours.
Yes, Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me say you're the best voice on the radio, and I like the way you shut them up.
I mean, sometimes I just can't keep my mouth shut. I try, but it doesn't always work.
I agree with what you say a lot, and I think the Niners are going to be a C- on their draft. and still make the playoffs.
On their draft or on their free agency?
Yes, ma'am.
No, on their draft or on their free agency? Are you talking
free agency?
Oh, got it. Okay. So is there something you like about the free agency?
Not in particular. Just it's their time.
Okay. I like the Tevin Coleman. I think that was smart. I also know that they tried, right? Well, they tried to come up with Antonio Brown. They tried to get Odell Beckham Jr. And so maybe it feels like they tried and failed. But what about the Quan Alexander? Do you like that move?
That's awesome, I think.
Yeah, that one to me makes this a whole lot better. So a 4-year deal, $54 million. That as a linebacker to shore up that defense, which I think was devoid of superstars for the most part last year. Granted, nothing happens unless their quarterback can stay healthy. But the defense desperately needed some stars and some experience. And so to me, that was a move that makes it not just an average free agent period for them, but maybe pushes it toward a B. So we'll see what they do in the draft, but I like the Quan Alexander.
Awesome.
All right, cool. Well, good to hear from
you,
Mike.
Thanks. I'm glad I'm a first-time caller now.
Oh, well, that's even better. You handled it so well. You didn't even put the Browns and Patriots in the same category. So for that, you get an A.
They're a joke.
No, they're not a joke. John Dorsey's moves are not a joke, but it is funny to put them in the same Patriots category.
Crack me up.
I crack me up sometimes, too. Thank you, Mike.
My pleasure.
So the guy who called about the Browns and the free agency is very excited, right? And I was more than happy to allow him to go on and on and on and on. And then he couldn't resist bringing up the Patriots. And so then I cut him off. But he did, in fact, write to me on Twitter. And he says, man, I had so much more stuff to talk about. I mentioned the Pats and it all got derailed. Yes, in fact, it did. I appreciate, though, that you are excited about the Browns for sure. 855-212-4227. It's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. What grade would you give your team in free agency so far? And then we've also got a poll up about Antonio Brown and how much he wooed you at the Oakland Raiders introductory press conference. Andrew Bogus just made a face, and he's here in studio. Before you say anything, this is my only question. Well, it's not my only one, but it's my first question.
Okay.
When you see a video of a person driving 105 miles per hour on Instagram, does it impress you?
Not even a little bit.
Do you think what?
I wish there was a safe way for them to crash, not get hurt, but to learn their lesson. It's like when I'm driving and people are driving. I wish, like, and they're driving poorly. I wish you could, like, we were like bumper cars. You could, like, hit them and be like, this is what's going to happen because you're driving like this. No one gets hurt. There's no car damage. But, like, maybe they learn their lesson and go, I'm going to stop driving like a jerk now.
Mm.
So, yeah, like, you know, Lamar Jackson, I'm not a car guy. Like, cool cars don't impress me. Driving them fast doesn't impress me.
Driving with no hands
doesn't impress me. I got nothing for you.
Apparently, it's called flexing on the gram, according to Mr. Cool behind the double pane glass. Not Dave, the other one. It's called flexing on the gram. That's something I just learned this morning.
Now, I've heard all of those things separately, flexing and the gram, but never as a sentence.
When I was with my family at Christmas, yeah, me too. When I was with my family at Christmas, my niece dropped this one on me. On fleet. Does that sound right?
I think it's fleek. And
oh,
there's a
fleek.
K at the end. It's not a naval reference.
But you know what she was referring to? She was tweezing her eyebrows. She would kill me if she knew I was telling this story. And we do actually have an affiliate in Charlottesville, Virginia. So this could be bad.
I hope she's asleep.
Yeah, I hope she is too. She said to me, eyebrows on fleek.
Yeah.
Like she was tweezing her eyebrows. Like of all the things that are fleek or whatever that means.
Right. See, that
eyebrows?
One's that one's not new. So that one I have a handle on. I would never use it. Nothing about me is on fleek, but I know what that one means. Flexing on the gram is new. You kids.
You're a guy.
Thank you.
Yes. It's something to be proud of. I still don't understand why he felt the need to put it on the gram. What did he think was going to happen, Andrew? Please explain to me.
Oh, I don't know. People do a lot of things that I don't understand why they do. Like, do they think? I was just having this conversation the other day with a female friend. Like, that guys that like whistle or like honk their horn at a pretty girl on the street, like, was there a girl that originally was like,
wow!
Yeah, thank you. What do you want to do right now? And that makes us all think that those things work. I don't know why you would ever post an illegal activity on social media and go look at me, but maybe I'm lame. Maybe I'm square.
Thieves do it, though. You can actually Google thieves who put their escapades on Facebook, and that's how the authorities find them.
Yeah.
My friend who's a state trooper calls it this, and I quote, job security.
Well, I wish there was a... Being an idiot was a crime. Like, I imagine that, like, the judge was like, and 5 extra years because you're a
dope. Judge Judy does. Judge Judy does.
But is that real? Like, I want a real judge
She's
to be like,
real.
And I'm going to tack on 18 months because you're a dummy. That'd be great.
I feel like you missed your calling. Judge Andrew. That's...
You know what? I couldn't be a judge. I don't make decisions well.
But you do, in fact, hand out all kinds of punishments just because...
I mean, I would definitely somehow enact a dummy law, if possible, yes.
It's so good. All right, coming up, a woman who ran 100 marathons in 100 days. I'm speechless.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Thank you so much for joining us. Happy Thursday morning to you. We're wrapping up our show with something completely different, and I'm totally intimidated. And I'll tell you why. We have an in-studio guest here. Amazing. I admire her so much, and so I want you to hear her story. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, and we've been talking about NFL free agency. Keep finding us on social media, but we're doing a major pivot here because Mina Ghouli is here. And can you hear okay?
Yeah.
All right, cool. She's actually here in studio, which makes it even more amazing. But I was handed a piece of paper. So I don't know much about Mina. I'm learning about Mina. I was handed a piece of paper that says this. She just completed 100 marathons in 100 days. And so I said to Mina, how did you do that before we started talking here, like for real on the show? And she said, oh, I didn't do 100. I only did 62. 62 marathons in 62 days. And it's not the first time she's done something like this. But it's all because of her passion that drives her. She is a water conservation advocate. And so while I'm in awe of you, I definitely want to hear the story. Mina, thank you so much for being here.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you for having me.
How does your body hold up 62 marathons in 62 days? And I'm in awe of that because I'm training for a half and I'm sore after training for a half marathon and 62 in 62 days.
Yeah, actually, it held up okay until about, you know, the 48, 50, 60 mark. Mm. And then at 62, actually, I stopped because I broke my leg. I broke my femur. It's the biggest bone in your body. And obviously, without a femur, it's pretty hard to run. So on day 63, instead of doing a marathon, I went to the hospital and had some medical intervention. Literally, the doctors came down and they said, this is enough. Enough is enough. You cannot run. Aww. We're carrying you around. You're in a wheelchair. What is wrong with you? You have to stop now. So on day 63, I thought that my whole world had come tumbling down around me. The thing that I had been wanting to do, that I'd been training for, everything, the stories that I'd wanted to tell. Because a little bit of backstory here, people think that because I ran so far and for so many days and because I've done so many of these running events that I'm a mad keen runner. And the real truth is far from that. I'm not a good runner. I'm a really slow runner. I fear when people say they want to come running with me that they're going to find out just how bad of a runner I actually am. But... yeah, I run because I want to raise awareness about the water crisis, that I want to go to places where they're suffering from water scarcity or where they're finding water solutions and talk to people and tell their own stories in their own words. So on that day when I broke my leg and I was talking to the doctors, I kept saying, yeah, but I don't want to let people down. This is not about me running. This is about a far greater purpose. It's about water, water conservation, and about all of these stories of all of these people in different parts of the world who have got a tale to tell. Mm. And so at that point, I thought, it's not just me. I'm not just losing my own goals and objectives. I'm losing the opportunity to change the world. And I looked down the train tunnel and all I could see was darkness. And my team sat there and they looked at me, and one of my mentors said to me, Mina, this is not about the next 38 days of running. This is about the next 38 years of your life and about how we can change the world together. And the team said, yes, we agree. Why don't we go and run the marathon for you today?
Wow.
It gets better. So on day 63, my team went and ran the marathon for me, and I will be forever indebted to them for doing that. I'm so immensely grateful. On day 64, they went out and ran again, but this time people none of us knew came and ran with them because the word had got out that this is what had happened. Day 65, people around the world started running. Day 66, more and more people. By the time we reached day 100, we had thousands of people in over 160 cities around the world, in over 50 countries in all seven continents, including Antarctica. People ran for us. We ran, instead of 100 marathons, we ran the equivalent of the North Pole to the South Pole and more.
And so as much as it was painful to break your leg, it turned out to be this incredible blessing because people responded in a way that you never expected.
Yeah, I think that sometimes we think that bad things happen. One of my friends said to me, you know, the darkest moment is the one before dawn, and dawn always comes. And I think sometimes when bad things happen, when we get injured or when we hit a crisis point, we forget that there is a bright point around the corner. You know, people who do races, people who do long distance stuff, people who are just out there being active, bad things happen to all of us every day. And I think we forget that tomorrow there'll be brightness and sunshine.
Mm. Her name is Mina Guli, and she's here on behalf of Colgate, and we'll explain that in a second. But this incredible story of the 100 marathons in 100 days, it turned into a partnership. Wasn't the first time you'd done a running event. I know that you've run marathons on all seven continents, as you talk about deserts. So who knew Antarctica had a desert? But just awesome stories. And you'll be able to see and hear Mina and some of her stories on Saturday night on CBS. There's a special Cirque du Soleil that was taped in Las Vegas a week ago. It was by invitation only, and Colgate is making it possible for the rest of us to see it on TV again on Saturday night on CBS. And you were there, and you had a chance to explain your passion. So that's what I want to know. Why is this such a passion of yours?
Yeah, water. We think, especially in a big city or like New York or LA, we think when we turn the tap on and water comes out that there's water everywhere and there's enough for everyone forever. And that is absolutely not the case. Experts predict that by 2030, there will be a 40% greater demand for water than the supply of water available. And, you know, it's easy for us to go, oh, that's not our problem because we have lots of water coming out of the tap. What we don't realize is that water goes into everything we use, buy, and consume every single day. So just what you're wearing today, Amy, took more water to make than all the water you have drunk in your entire lifetime. That's crazy, wow. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are all connected to the water crisis through our daily consumption patterns. And what I want to do is to raise awareness about this issue, to tell people, please don't take water for granted. I want to make saving water so famous it becomes not just the right thing to do, but the only thing to do. And what's great about the partnership with Colgate is that they're completely passionate about the same thing, that the vast majority of their products are in a bathroom or in somehow connected with water. So for them, saving water becomes a really important partnership with consumers. They're also very passionate about saying, you know, this is not just about the power of one person to do one thing. It's the power of all of us to join together to make the sum greater than the parts. Someone wrote on my Twitter when I was doing this campaign, individually we can make an impact, but together we can change the world. And I've got to tell you, one of the most impactful things about the Cirque du Soleil performance last week that I saw was this incredible joining together of people, of bodies, of humans to tell stories about the water crisis and to bring to life these statistics and the enormity of the challenge that's facing us, but to also demonstrate that by individual actions like turning off the faucet when you brush your teeth, you can actually make a huge impact when we all do it together.
So that's one practical thing. Are there a couple more that you could share with us? We have a few minutes still. Practical ways that we can, in fact, conserve water just in our daily lives.
Yeah, there's really simple things. So the fact of turning off the faucet, now I've told you about, you know, how much water goes into your coffee and your clothes and the food and the power that we eat. Sometimes it's easy to go, well, what's the point in turning off a faucet? The reality is Colgate did a piece of research and found that if every single person who found out about our campaign turned off the faucet when they brushed their teeth, we would save over 50 billion gallons of water. It's huge numbers. Right. So one of the things that I'm very passionate about is saying you don't have to be anyone to be someone. Every single one of us is capable of making change. Every single one of us is capable of changing the world. I'm nobody special. I'm a bad runner. I don't really like running.
Which makes it all the more impressive, though, Mina. That's the part that's amazing. You're not even a runner, and 100 marathons in 100 days, and this is not even the first time.
No, it's not, which probably makes everybody who's listening to this think she's complete nutter, which, you know,
oh, I do think
my
that,
friends,
yes.
My friends and my sister would tell you is exactly the truth of the matter. But I'm passionate about, you know, I'm passionate about water. Water is mm-hmm. the foundation of everything we are, everything we're going to be. It's the foundation of our societies and our civilization. And I think it's really important that we raise awareness about this issue. You know, I've met farmers. I met a farmer called Mike who lives in California. And because of water scarcity and overusage of water in his area, he's been asked to bulldoze 70% of his citrus trees.
Wow.
Citrus trees that have been growing for 50, 60 years. It's unbelievable. I ran, you know, we ran and we interviewed people in Australia who live, farmers again, who live on the Murray-Darling River. And because of water scarcity and changing weather patterns, thousands of 30, 40-year-old Murray cod, these enormous fish, have died. Mm. These are real stories of real people. And to be able to tell those stories to the world through running has been an incredible thing. And to be able to watch people like the guys, the incredible athletes at Cirque, tell those stories on the stage is even more phenomenal. So if people want to watch that, well, I strongly encourage everybody to watch that.
I'm going
to
set my DVR. Just about 10 seconds, but what was it like to be part of Cirque du Soleil, like to be there for that performance? Was it amazing?
It blew me away. Those guys are such phenomenal athletes.
Awesome.
And so incredibly passionate and lovely people. It's, and you know what's most amazing about it? It's a kind of circus performance, but those guys are family. And to be welcomed into that was just a very humbling experience.
It's coming up on Saturday night, CBS, 8:00 Eastern Time, 5:00 Pacific. It's a special Cirque du Soleil performance. It's based on water as the theme. I can only imagine the performance was phenomenal. Mina was there, part of telling her story, thanks to Colgate. So Mina Gooley, and do you have a Twitter where people can find out more about you, a website?
Yes, I do have both. Okay. Mina Gooley, MinaGooley, and on Facebook, it's Mina Gooley Water.
Awesome. Well, I'm in awe of you. And the fact that you say you're not a runner makes it all that more impressive. So thank you so much for coming in.
It's a great pleasure. Good luck for your run.
Oh, yes, thank you. My half marathon, it seems so small. But I'm going to run it like you with some passion, girl. That's awesome. All right, so check out Mina on Twitter, and you can see more about her story also coming up on Saturday night on CBS. I told her I mean it. I'm going to put it on my DVR because I am a huge fan of Cirque du Soleil, and this is Cirque du Soleil with a cause. I'm sure it'll be amazing. All right, so we've got one more show coming up. That's tonight, Friday, Thursday night, going into Friday morning, and that will wrap for us. But what a week it's been. Of course, we'll have the latest in automatic bids for NCAA tournament and NFL free agency. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great Thursday after hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.